Good morning. This is Precept Bible Study from Rolling Springs Baptist Church. And I want to welcome everyone as we are beginning a new study. And our study today is going to be in the book of Daniel. So let us begin today. This is Daniel Part 1, and this will be Lesson 1. So let us begin our study today in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this opportunity that we have to come together, Father, to study your word, to learn of you. And we pray, Father, for your Holy Spirit to fill our hearts and to teach us, to give us wisdom and knowledge of your truth, Father. And Father, we pray that you will use us for your honor and for your glory to reach out into this world for those that don't know Jesus, that for the things that are written in your word, we'll be able to proclaim that many that we come in contact with will hear and receive your word and believe upon the name of Jesus. And we thank you now and ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Now, looking at the book of Daniel, we can ask several questions as we begin this study. First of all, we can ask the question, is there a future? And of course, we know that there is, because it is written in the book of God. It's written all through the scriptures that God himself has a plan for the future of his creation. So we're going to see in this study in the book of Daniel, we're going to see, even though it's written in the Old Testament, that it proclaims a prophecy about the future. So we all have heard that the Lord is coming. So in this study in the book of Daniel, it is going to teach us how to discern the signs of his coming. So we will examine as we go through this study all the scriptures that he has written down for us. And Father, we are looking to you, the one that has written it in your own finger, to teach us, Father. We know that we need to be diligent. In 2 Timothy, the Word of God says to be diligent to present yourselves approved to God as a workman who does not need to be ashamed, handling accurately the word of the truth. So we can't do that within ourselves. It's only through the Holy Spirit as believers that we can learn and know how to present ourselves through his word. So we're beginning this study by reading the first six chapters in the book of Daniel. So, as in our previous study, we always have an overview. So that's what we're doing today. We're doing a study that is an overview. And this overview is on these six chapters of Daniel. Now, what have we learned about an overview? What is an overview? It's to get a big picture of the entire book or the entire chapters that we're supposed to study. So that's what we're doing today is getting a picture or a portrait of what we'll be studying about here in this part one of Daniel. So remember in the past, in our studying, we learned that we need to ask questions. The five W's: who, what, where, when, why, and the H, which is how. So as we go through this study, we'll be asking, who is it about? What is it about? Where is it taking place? When is it taking place? And why is it taking place? And how is it affecting the lives of those involved? So, why then do we need to study the book of Daniel? We know that God's word teaches that he is coming back. So Daniel teaches us this, and it's God's truth, and it tells us how to discern the signs of his coming. And it portrays almost the time that we are now. It shows what kind of people that we need to be living today. So our studying then is to be by his grace and his guidance. Our understanding, we will not be able to understand without the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And we know that as believers, he dwells in us to teach and to guide us. Now, look at the question of who. Who is this book of Daniel referring to? It's referring to two cities, Jerusalem and Babylon. Now, in looking at this, we see another question. What is it about? What and why is it written? It's about God's sovereignty. And then where? Where is it taking place? So we see that it's taking place in Babylon, and which is a present-day Iran. And it's taking place in Jerusalem. Now you go back and you look at the word Babylon, and you see in the book of Genesis where this began. So that's in Genesis 11th chapter 1 through 9. And remember, the people wanted to build a tower that they could go up into heaven and be like God. And God, because of this, he destroyed that, and he confused their language. At that time, they were all speaking the language the same, but he confused their language, and therefore they couldn't understand, and that's where they began to scatter and became many nations of many languages. So when then did it take place? It took place about 6 centuries before Christ came to this earth, about 605 BC. And what took place there in this study that we're looking at is the capture of the people of Jerusalem by the Babylonians. And we'll go into further detail as we study this. So why then had they been captured? Because of their disobedience to God. They had not followed God's commandments, and they had turned to many idols to worship instead of worshiping God. So now we're going to look at each chapter chapter 1 through 6. And remember, today is just a review, so we'll just kind of sketch out the main points in each chapter. And so here in the book of Daniel, the material that we read and study is in every chapter of Daniel is either quoted or related to the book of Revelation. Now, there's only two chapters that are without some background in Daniel of the coming of Christ in the book of Revelation. So, the main thing that we want to see as we study through this book is the sovereignty of God, because that's what it's all about. It's all about His sovereignty and His rule and reign over all mankind, over His creation. Now, let's look at Daniel 1 and see what is taking place here. And we're looking at the timing, and we're referring to the timeline of Daniel. In this study, those that have the books for study, there's a timeline, and it helps as we go through the study to see the time that it's taking place. But let's look at, see what's happening in Daniel 1. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, besieged Jerusalem for the first time in Jehoiakim's third year as the king of Judah. Jehoiakim was the king there in Jerusalem, in Judah at this time. So the Lord gave Judah into the hands of Babylon. And we know, we've already said, that was because of their disobedience. So let's look at how old Daniel was at this time. It was in 605 BC, and he was about 15 years old whenever they captured the people, and they carried a portion of the people to Babylon. And in this portion of people was Daniel. Daniel was one of the youths of the royal family, or the nobles of Judah. And Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, they too were of the noble families. And they were given Babylonian names, and they were educated in the literature and language of the Babylonian for about 3 years. So even at this young age, Daniel had made up his mind, and these youths in the royal family, not to defile themselves by taking the king's food and wine, because it was against the teaching of their religion. So Daniel was in the king's service until the first year of Cyrus, the king of Persia. Now, look at Daniel chapter 2. So we need to ask again some questions, the W's and the H's, to help us to understand what is taking place in this chapter. And who is the one that it's about? We see that it's about Nebuchadnezzar, and he has a dream of a statue, and this was in his second reign. And of course, we know that Daniel interprets the dream that represents four kingdoms. And Babylon, of course, was the first, and God's was the everlasting kingdom. Now, who did Daniel give the credit of this interpretation? Remember, the king had called in his satraps and his wise men, and they couldn't interpret, but Daniel did. And so whenever he revealed this dream, he didn't take credit. He gave the credit to God, that God was the one that gave him the interpretation. So then we see in this chapter that the king, because of the interpretation of the dream, that he awarded Daniel. And here he made Daniel ruler over the whole province of Babylon and chief prefect over all the wise men. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were given over the administration of the province which Daniel was at the king's court. So the key words in this chapter is dream, interpretation, king and kingdom, reveal and mysteries, and the phrase God of heaven. And as we study through, you've learned in the past that it's good to mark key words, those words that are repeated several times, and marking these words, it will give you what that chapter's about. So now let's look at chapter 3. What is it about? How does it relate to the events of chapter 2? So we're seeing here that the interpretation of Nebuchadnezzar's dream, that he was the head of gold. Remember, it was about the statue. And so Daniel goes on to interpret what this statue represents. And Nebuchadnezzar's dream was, Daniel was saying that it was the head of gold, that he and his kingdom were the head. They had authority. They were over all other kingdoms. And then this follows the appointment of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that are administrators of the province of Babylon. And here we see that they would not bow down. These three men, these three Jewish men, would not bow down to the statue that was set up by Nebuchadnezzar. And they knew that whatever took place, that God was going to deliver them. And this is where we see that they're cast into the fiery furnace, and God took care of them there in the furnace. They came out without the smell of fire or the singeing of fire on their clothes. God had truthfully put his angel there with them and protected them. Now, let's look at Daniel 4. Who is reigning at this time? In chapter 4, we see that Nebuchadnezzar is still in reign. And what is taking place in this chapter? He had another dream, Nebuchadnezzar did. And we learn in this chapter that this dream was about a tree. And so Daniel again interpreted the king through God. So why then? God wanted the king to recognize that he, Most High God, is the ruler over mankind and not Nebuchadnezzar. You know, as we go through this, you're going to see that Nebuchadnezzar is so filled up with pride that he feels that he is ruler and he is over all. But God wants him to realize this. So we want to see that how strong in this the sovereignty of God is repeated in this particular chapter. So he is the God of heaven and earth. Now looking at chapter 4, we're looking at when it took place and what happened here. And we learn that it was in 539 BC to 521 B.C. And there's a change in the kingdoms. And we see here that it's the end of Belshazzar's reign as king of Babylon. And it's the end of the Babylonian Empire at that time. And here in this, after the reign of Belshazzar, we see the beginning of the reign of Darius, the Medes, reigning over the Babylonians. So it's the beginning of the Medo-Persian Empire. So here in this chapter, we see that it begins with the story about King Belshazzar and how he was involved in a feast, and that he had taken the vessels of God that they had transported out of the temple there in Jerusalem and brought to Babylon. And now it's showing that he is in a feast. And during this feast, that he saw a handwriting on the wall. And so again, his wife suggests that he get Daniel to come in and interpret it. And so we realize that even as God humbled Nebuchadnezzar, but knowing this, Belshazzar did not humble his heart. He knew about this. He knew how that God was sovereign, but he refused to humble himself. And here, it's about the interpretation that was that Belshazzar's rule over all. And then it goes on to tell us that he was killed the same night, and the Medes and the Persians took over his kingdom. Now, as we get to the end of this first part of the study in the book of Daniel, we're at chapter 6, and this time is from 521 B.C. to 486 B.C., and this is the time of the reign of Darius the Mede and Cyrus the Persian. And so you can compare this with the first chapter, verse 21, where Daniel served the Babylonian king until the first year of Cyrus, when the Babylonian king fell to the Persians. So what and who is this chapter about? It's about Most High God, the Most High God. He made the Medo-Persians kings, and it recognized Daniel as a valuable man in their reign. So at this time, many years had passed. Remember whenever Daniel was carried in to Babylon? He was a youth, about 15 years old. And now many years and many kings have reigned. And so at this time, Daniel is about 80 years old. And so this is the time that God is continuing to use Daniel to interpret these dreams and to show each king that God is sovereign over all. So we need to look at each of these chapters as we study through. We will break this down later into each chapter, and we'll thoroughly study. And it'll take us through the entire period, these first chapters of Daniel in Babylon under the kings of the Gentiles that rule at this time. So chapter 1 through chapter 6 is about kings, primarily Babylonians, over whom the King of Heaven rules. And also, it's about Daniel that interprets dreams and visions, revealing the future kingdoms. And the kingdom of God is the only one that will last forever. So, looking at this as we begin to study, if we truly know the King of Heaven, the God of Heaven, and the Most High God, then we don't have to worry about the future, do we? We don't have to worry what takes place in the future. Because if we believe in our heart that God is sovereign, that He truly sent His Son here on this earth, Father, and to bring salvation and bring us back to Him, and we have believed and accepted that, then we know that He will keep us in the difficult times that are to come. So we have such a hope, and knowing our salvation and all is in Jesus Christ, we're going to learn so much about God's sovereignty and how that we have such great hope in our God that is sovereign and above all as we study through this. So I ask each of you to be in prayer. Be in prayer for me that God will use me, that He will mold me and make me and give me the knowledge and wisdom through His Holy Spirit to understand His truths, to know Him more, that I may lead you, that you too may know the sovereign God that is above all. And I ask that you pray for one another, because we all need each other's prayers. So I will close now in prayer until we study again, if it's God's will, another week. Father, we do thank you for this study. Oh, Father, every word, every precept, every statute, every commandment that is written in your word by your very finger, it was given to those that have written it down, straight from you, Father, through your Holy Spirit. And we just pray, Father, that through this study that we will learn more about what a sovereign God you are. And it will help us to go into the world and share this with those that we come in contact with, to bring you honor and glory, Father. And I ask it all now in the name of Jesus. Amen.